Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
QC Kinetics, 972-972-8610.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago.
This is the home of your Rangers, Cowboys, and Major College Football. We are DFW Sports Station, 105.3, The Fan, KRLD-FM and HD1, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. An Odyssey station. The following program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD-FM or Odyssey.
Hello, I'm Kevin Miller. Let me tell you about TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere, man.
No, cut.
We loan everywhere, man.
No. That's because
What?
You said you could sing.
That was good.
That's blood-curdling. Kevin, you better stick to mortgage lending and let me do the singing.
We loan in Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Flower Mound, Bedford, Burleson, Bartonville, Blue Mound, North Lake, South Lake, West Lake, Louisville, Gainesville, Glen Rose, Bladewater, Colleyville, Poetry, Paradise, Plano, Red Oak, Rowlett, Rockwall, Roanoke, no joke.
We're TexasLending.com. We're a different kind of mortgage company. Call us at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or see us at 4100 Alpha Road, Dallas, 75244.
We loan in Grapevine, Green Hill, Granbury, Grandview, Hillsboro, Whitesboro, Winsboro, Valley View, Coffin, Kelton, Corse, County, Kennedale, Cedar Hill, Spring Hill, Saginaw, Sunnyvale.
We're TexasLending.com. We loan everywhere.
Call 972-387-4600. License 137-773. Equal housing lender. Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another weekend of beautiful, wonderful, glorious mortgage talk. The thing you wait for every week is finally upon us. You get to talk about your home loan, whether you're trying to buy, refinance, get cash out of your home, maybe a home equity line of credit. TexasLending.com is here to help. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com, and I am here to share with you all the things that you might want to hear regarding your opportunities this year of using your home for financing or getting financing for your home. This is what it's all about right now. Things are changing again. The mortgage industry is seeing a rise in mortgage rates. We've seen rates rise about maybe 0.4%, almost 0.5% in the last month. And so mortgage rates are on the rise again. And so that makes now more important than ever in making the right decision of trying to get that home loan done. A lot of news coming out. A lot of changes going on in the market, and so you need to get yourself lined up with the right opportunities. You can get in touch with me today, and you can text. You can text to the line 972-387-4600. Any questions that you might have, 972-387-4600. 4600. You can get right on there and text me your questions about buying a home. Maybe you want to get an FHA loan, or maybe you're a veteran and you're wondering about getting a VA loan. Maybe you don't have a lot of down payment for your house, or maybe you want to put a big down payment down. There are so many different things to think about. And before you call a loan officer and start getting into it, just text me at 972-387-4600. Or if you want to get going, go online and apply at texaslending.com. Loan officer will be in touch with you right away. So make sure you get going early. And if you want to talk about a home purchase, maybe you want to buy a home this year, you're in the right town. You know, DFW, they are saying now, is one of the least affordable homes in the country. Home values have doubled in the last 5 or 6 years. And so now, DFW, where in the past it was one of the lowest priced areas, some of these other areas are seeing drops in home values. We're not seeing those around here so much. I saw a report this week in the Mortgage Times out there, and it was talking about how home values have dropped about 25% in a lot of areas of the country already in the last year. Home prices have dropped. Dallas-Fort Worth, not so much. As a matter of fact, we're still seeing some rises in prices in many areas. Homes still going very fast, multiple offers. And so make sure you get your application in right now, that free application, that free pre-approval from TexasLending.com. We'll get you fully approved. Talk to a loan officer, look at your numbers, look and see what you qualify for. Get that free pre-approval letter. So when you go out shopping for a home, you're ready to go. Don't know what's going on next in the world, but obviously the world is not like it used to be. So you need to get fully prepared up front. Maybe you want to get cash out of your home. Maybe you have home equity aspirations. Maybe you have credit cards that are piling up. I am reading that credit card usage is at an all-time high right now. And homeowners are really piling on the credit card debt. If you want to get that cash out refinance, a lot of Texans have a lot of home equity. A lot of you are sitting on 2.5% interest rates, though, and you don't want to refinance the whole house. And a lot of you don't have the perfect credit that you need to get a home equity line of credit at a bank. Well, TexasLending.com has some home equity loans, home equity lines of credit as well, home equity lines of credit that don't require the highest credit scores out there. And so if you're getting turned down by your bank, or you would like to work with a company that's going to give you great service, make sure you call TexasLending.com or go online and apply. Or just text me up here at the show, and I will get you going on your way to getting a great line of credit, to getting those credit card interest rates reduced. It's really about reducing the payments and freeing up some cash for you and your family. Also reading reports about stress being at an all-time high for families. And a lot of that stress, I'm sure, is due to finances, among other things. But make sure you do get in touch with me up here, and I can make sure that you get going in the right path here on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show. So what is it? What is it going to be for you? If you want to get that down payment, if you want to get that home loan done, and you want to get it as low as you can on that payment, make sure you get in touch with TexasSunny.com right now. Text me the following. If you want to buy a home, text me how much down payment you're thinking, what is your credit score, what's your current income? That is your current income, your down payment, and your credit score. I can get you an idea about how much home you might be able to afford. And it's just a cursory review. It's just kind of like, hey, this is an idea and a range you can be thinking about. And if that sounds good to you, then you can get in touch with a loan officer. But this is just an informational show to get you going, making good philosophical decisions about you and your home loan. If you want to get that home equity loan, text me the following information at 972-387-4600. Tell me the current value of your home, the amount you owe on your home. Tell me your current interest rate and your current credit score. I'll be able to give you an idea about whether you should be going down the home equity line of credit line or road, or if you want to get that home equity loan. So it's a home equity loan. There's a home equity line of credit. And many people don't know the difference between a line of credit and a home equity loan. There's another word out there called a cash back refinance or a cash out refinance. These are all similar terms. People get confused. Some people say, you know, I don't want a home loan. I just want to get cash out refinance. Right? I want a home equity loan. I don't want a real mortgage. But a home equity loan is a mortgage, as is a home equity line of credit that's also a mortgage. there might be a second lien mortgage or a first lien mortgage. When it comes to a cash out refinance, you can use these terms interchangeably in Texas. Cash out refinance, cash back refinance, and home equity loan. These are the same thing in Texas. A cash out refinance, a cash back refinance, and a home equity loan are all the same thing. They're considered a first lien home equity loan in Texas. They all have different rules. And if you are trying to get that cash out of your home, you can borrow up to 80% of the value of your home. Just this last week, the federal government, or call it Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, they were going to roll out some new limitations on people that are trying to get home equity loans. They're going to charge more if you're borrowing more on your house. They've been having this proposed for several months now. They were going to roll it out earlier this year. They delayed it. And then they came out in the last 10 days and said they're just going to get rid of that altogether. They're not going to impose more strict penalties on you if you're borrowing more money on your home. There already are penalties, not penalties. There are charges due to the risk associated with the loan, the more you borrow on your home. A lot of people, though, have a lot of equity. A lot of people have homes worth $500,000. And maybe they owe $50,000 on their house. And they think, I really need to get $150,000 to prepare for kids' college, to make sure that I have my credit cards reduced, to put some cash in the bank. And you're thinking, you know, I don't want to take all my equity out of my home, but maybe you're only borrowing 40% of the value, or 50% or 60%. You can get some really good deals if you're borrowing 60% of the value of your home or less on a cash out refinance. So make sure you get in touch with me at 972-387-4600. Let me know what you're trying to do on your home loan, and I can get you going. That's 972-387-4600. So we know that a cash out refinance is a home equity loan, is a cash back refinance. These are all the same. Cash out, cash back, home equity. A home equity line of credit's a little bit different. These lines of credit come in different shapes and forms. Some of them come on adjustable rate mortgages. Some you can take out a lump sum all at one time. Some of them, they can be called due, as a matter of fact. You know, there are certain times when you got to look at the provisions on home equity lines of credit. Let's say you go borrow $50,000. Sometime down the line, the bank says, I need to have that paid in full right away. You got to be prepared for that. That's one thing that is in many of these home equity lines of credit. But you could also borrow just a little bit sometimes. You don't need to borrow the whole thing at one time. So a home equity line of credit, the rates are typically higher than a home equity loan. But if you're sitting at 2.5% right now on your current mortgage, you're sitting at 2.5%, you're thinking, I don't want to have to take out a rate of 6.5% to 7% on a home equity loan and refinance my 2.5% rate. Well, maybe you're moving in 3 or 4 years, and this helps you get your credit and your debts all established. Maybe the home equity line of credit's good for you, but that rate might be around 9 or 10% on a home equity line of credit. And that way you have a 2.5% first lien, and then 8 or 9 or 10% second lien. So take a look at your options there. I want to help you with your options. Make sure you text me now. Let's get to some of the questions. This person says they make $40,000 a year and they have a credit score of 700 and they have a zero down payment. So they make $40,000 a year and a 700 credit score with a zero down payment. So I don't know where this person lives. This is a 469 area code. Retext me. Let me know what part of town you live in. In certain parts of the Metroplex or even in the DFW area, you might qualify. If you live out in a rural area, you might qualify for a USDA loan. If you have no down payment and you're making $40,000 a year and you live kind of on the edge, in the outskirts, call it, and you maybe there are still some farmland out where you are, you still see some people that have they're rolling up the hay and things like this, you still might qualify for USDA loan. The reason I say that is USDA is a zero down loan. They come with different rates and different APRs and have different mortgage insurance charges than what you're going to find on an FHA loan, a conventional loan, or a VA loan. If you're a veteran and you make $40,000 a year, you might look at a VA loan if you have a zero down payment. If you don't have, if you're not a vet and you're not going to get a loan in a rural area and qualify for USDA, not everyone qualifies for USDA. It is income limited. You have to have below a certain amount of income. You need to be in a USDA designated area. And you also have to have a limitation. There also has to be a visible limitation in your down payment. If you do have a down payment that you can make on a USDA loan and qualify for conventional loan, you don't qualify for USDA if you have the down payment. On conventional loans, you can get gift funds. The minimum down payment on a conventional loan for a first-time home buyer is 3%. I'm going to say that again because you get confused by the media and by history, or maybe your grandparents who used to have to put 20% down on a house. The minimum down payment for first-time home buyers on a conventional mortgage is 3% down with qualifying income and everything else. You can put 3% down, and that 3% can come from gift funds. What are gift funds? They are funds, forgiven funds that are given to you by a relative. These are funds for your down payment for a house. These come from a parent or maybe a sibling or maybe a grandparent. You might be able to get some gift funds there. Sometimes you can get some gift funds from your employer. There are different ways to do it. FHA, the minimum out of pocket for an FHA loan is 3.5% out of pocket. So there are different opportunities here and different options. And so this person says they're in Durant. They're looking to move. And so this is their first home. You know, this person might be looking at this opportunity. If you go to the USDA website and you're looking for a USDA mortgage, you can find, they're in Oklahoma up here, Durant, Oklahoma. So if you're looking, you can get a USDA in certain parts, and that area I wouldn't be surprised if most of the area qualifies for a USDA loan, depending on what part of and around Durant you are. Take a look at that, because with your income and your zero down, if you find the zip code that you're looking for, that zip code or that town will be shown in on the USDA website of whether it is in the USDA lendable zone. So that's a great opportunity for you. Hopefully you can get that done. If you have a question, go online and apply with TexasLending.com today. 972-387-4600 is a phone number where you can text me your questions. Appreciate your question there. There are a lot of people. You just helped a lot of people right there with your question, because a lot of them are thinking, I needed 20% down for a house and didn't know you can get gift funds. I got gifts from my grandmother. I bought a home for I was making $50,000 a year when I got my first home. And my grandmother, she gave me the down payment money, and she didn't have the obligation. There's no obligation. There can be no obligation with the gift funds for you having to pay it back. But like a good grandson, I paid my grandmother back. After I bought the home, I put it on a credit card, and of course had to start. I took cash out on a credit card and paid my grandmother, and then paid that credit card over time. But I had my first house. So, you know, there are different ways to get things done. You will sign a form if you're getting a down payment. By the way, the other thing we didn't talk about is on some of these FHA loans and such, you can get a down payment assistance depending on your county, your state, and what kind of down payment programs are available around where you are. So make sure you take a look into your opportunities with TexasLending.com. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, I want to answer more of your questions. Get them in now. Get your questions lined up at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply with TexasLending.com today. Coming back for more after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
With recent rise in home values, there's never been a better opportunity for you to turn some of that home equity into cash. I'm Kevin Miller, CEO of TexasLending.com, and you need to consider the benefits of a cash-out home equity refinance if you have debt. Consider getting flexibility to your budget and getting cash to finance other investments. It's TexasLending.com. Call today.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042. NMLS number 2297. Equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Jeff Stewart with Reliant Air Conditioning. People always ask me why we don't advertise on price. The answer? We advertise on quality. Imagine if Honda Accords were assembled by local car dealers instead of the factory. Wouldn't you pay a lot more attention to the quality of that dealer? Folks, replacing an air conditioner is the same thing. We're assembling that product in your attic. And the most important day of your system's life is the day it's installed. Our installation teams undergo hundreds of hours of hands-on factory and field training. Right now, you can combine manufacturer and utility rebates to save over $5,000 on a brand new system that can cut your electric bill in half. So call two other companies first, and then call Reliant Air Conditioning and see how we've been gimmick-free since 83. Our number's 877-YOUR-HERO. That's 877-YOUR-HERO or online at ReliantAirConditioning.com.
Reliant Air Conditioning. Call 877-YOUR-HERO.
Friends, are your investments going nowhere? Here's a tip that always pays big dividends. Invest in yourself, your talent, your smarts, your skills. Maybe it's time to make that investment and start a career in IT or upskill to boost your current career. At My Computer Career, you can bank on them. They'll help you get the right skills and the right certifications to start or advance your IT career. IT keeps growing. So go with the growth of My Computer Career, the right training, the right timing, the right career. Invest in you at MyComputerCareer.edu. Start now.
All right. Make sure you get in touch with TexasSunny.com. Get in touch with me today if you have questions. I can get you going in the right path. You know, that's the important thing. We're not going to be the best lender for all things. For example, we're going to be great for most of your residential mortgage opportunities, home equity lines of credit, purchases, cash out refinances, VA loans, USDA loans, down payment assistance programs. We have those too. Make sure you get in touch with us. We want to look at your situation and find out what you qualify for. So make sure you go online. But you know what won't we be good at? Land loans. You know, we're not going to do land loans. You're going to find that from a bank, probably local to the area where you live. That's where you need to go if you're trying to get a land loan. Sometimes construction loans are better from a bank as well. But we can do one-time construction loans here at TexasLending.com. There are different programs. You can get like the Homestyle Renovation Loan to make improvements on your home. It's called the Home Style Renovation Loan. We can talk about that too if you're looking to make home improvements. It's not always a cash out refinance. Sometimes the Home Style Renovation Loan is a good option for you as well. Okay, next question. Here's one. Would I be considered a new home buyer if I've paid off my home and want to buy another home? So this person's paid off their home, and they want to go out and buy another one. They say, hey, can I be a first-time home buyer? So here's the rules. One, if you've never owned a home before and you're buying a home, you can be considered a first-time home buyer. If you have not been on title to a home in the past 3 years, so no title, no, you can't have been on title in the last 3 years. And these dates are important, folks. I mean, if it's 2 years and 360 days, you're 5 days short of 3 years. You have to document you haven't been on title to over 3 years. And if you haven't been, you can now be qualified as a first-time home buyer again. It's kind of a do-over. And so, anyway, for this person who has their home paid off, it sounds like you still might be on title to your home. So take a look at your options there accordingly. All right. Let's see. Another question here. With putting 3% down on a conventional loan, is there still mortgage insurance? So here's how it goes. We talked earlier about whether you have a first lien mortgage or a second lien mortgage, and that a home equity loan is still a mortgage, and that a cash out refinance is still a mortgage. So a cash out refinance is a mortgage. Some people don't. They think of home equity loans as not a mortgage, but they are. Okay. So what is the rule? Why is that important? Well, when you're putting only 3% down on a mortgage, you have a first lien, one loan, 97% of the value of the house. If your first lien on a conventional mortgage is over 80% of the value of your home, if your first lien is over 80%, you're going to have mortgage insurance on a conventional loan. So you need to have at least 20% down on a conventional mortgage for you to avoid mortgage insurance. If you get, for example, a first lien of 80%, and a second lien of 15%, then you're only putting 5% down. That's a first loan of 80% because you can get a second mortgage on a purchase. You can put 5% down and borrow on two loans, an 80% first loan that has no mortgage insurance, and then a second lien at a higher rate. So your second lien at a higher rate is going to save you on the mortgage insurance, but that higher rate, the second mortgage, might also offset the benefits of not having mortgage insurance. So there are some things to look at. Call a loan officer today at texaslending.com, 972-387-4600. Take a look at the options of having, they call it an 80-15-5. There are no 3% downs on a two-lien system. Like, there's no 80-17-3. There's an 80-15-5 where you put 5% down. There's an 80-10 where you borrow 80% in your first loan and then 10% in your second loan. There's these kind of things. But if you're trying to put that 3% down, there will be mortgage insurance on the loan. And you're going to have higher mortgage insurance for lower credit scores. So as your credit scores go down, at some point, you're not going to qualify for that 3% down option. And your mortgage insurance payments do go up with lower credit scores. So take a look at your options. There are different options out there, folks, to roll in the mortgage insurance up front. So listen to me. Some of you that are putting 5% down, 10% down, these minimal down payments, you might be able to go into a situation where if you put a couple percent more down up front, you buy out the mortgage insurance. You pay a couple percent up front, that goes to the insurance company, and then you don't, so a couple percent of the loan amount. So if it's $500,000 loan, maybe you put 10 grand or 15 grand down, depending on your mortgage insurance system. You can, it's basically, you're buying, they call it lender paid MI. You're paying the lender up front for the mortgage insurance. They're going to pay the insurance company. But you're buying out your mortgage insurance up front. Everyone's going to have a different scenario and a different situation, depending on your credit score, how much that's going to be. It's different for everybody. You all have different credit scores, different down payments, different loan sizes. Make sure you call a loan officer. They can run the numbers for you if you want to buy out that mortgage insurance. Thank you for your texts. We have open texts, and we have still some questions to get to. 972-387-4600. 972-387-4600. That's how you text me. Text me your questions. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller, sharing with you your options here on 105.3 The Fan. We've been on this station, I don't know how long we've been doing it now. About eight years or so we've been here on The Fan. Maybe longer. Can't remember anymore. I have what they call loanzheimers. We've done so many loans, I can't remember how to find my car in the parking lot anymore. Make sure you text me your question, 972-387-4600. Okay, here's another one. Are there advantages / disadvantages to being considered a first-time home buyer? Yes, if you do get that first-time home buyer opportunity, You do have some first-time home buyer programs, and there are some down payment assistance programs that can go for both first-time buyers and second-time buyers. But really, if you're not a first-time home buyer on a conventional loan, you're going to put a minimum of 5% down. If you're not a first-time home buyer on a conventional loan, you're going to put a minimum of 5% down. If you are a first-time home buyer, you can put that 3% down. It's an opportunity for you. So take a look into that scenario. It is an option for you. Get going on that today by calling a loan officer at texaslending.com. Go online and apply at texaslending.com. And you can call at 972. You can call the same number as you can text right now. Text me your questions at 972-387-4600 or call that number. And we'll be happy to help you with your home loan. A lot of different things going on out there right now, folks. A lot of different happenings in the mortgage world. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that rates have gone up in the last couple weeks. Don't know when they're going to come back down. Every time we think that there's an opportunity for rates to come down, they're moving back around and going the other way. But remember this, you're trying to get into a home of your dreams. And it's the home that you want to own. You don't want to own that mortgage. You want to rent that mortgage. So when the rates drop, you can refinance that mortgage into a lower rate. But if you want that home and it's the home that you want, there are great opportunities right now. Talking to realtor friends, A lot of opportunities, and let's say in the $275,000 to $500,000 realm, that's where a lot of the homes are moving. And so if you're trying to get that loan done, again, text me your question. Tell me the following information through the text. Tell me your down payment, your credit score, and your current income. And not necessarily in that order. Your income, your down payment, your credit score. I can tell you about how much home you might be able to afford. You know, we had this caller or this texter earlier, and they said, you know, they have this $40,000 a year. Well, $40,000 a year of income is $3,300 a month. So ideally, the mortgage that they would qualify for is about $1,100. Ideally, if all the other things line up in terms of their debt to income ratio, these kind of things. But just in a mortgage ratio, one third of your monthly income is the standard of what you should be considering as leaving some extra income for yourself in other areas. Everyone has different scenarios. You have different medical bills, you have credit cards, you have other obligations. And so these are just the mortgage standards of getting qualified. There are many things that go into it. It's not an automatic thing. You have to make sure you talk to a loan officer who plugs your information into the system, and we'll get back with you. Well, right away, we can plug that information in. It's an immediate kickback of information to you, what you might qualify for. So listen, I'm going to take a break right now. And when we come back, I see your text coming in right now. And thank you. We will get to them right away. 972-387-4600. Get your text in. You're trying to get that cash out of your home? Text me your current value of your home, what you owe on it, your current interest rate, your current credit score. Text me that information, credit score, interest rate, the value of your home, what you owe. And I can tell you about how much cash you might be able to get out and whether it's going to be better to get a line of credit or a cash out refinance. Get that going now. After this break, we'll get back to your questions on 105.3 The Fan.
Let me give you an average situation we see these days on a home equity loan in Texas. Many people have a home worth $400,000, and they only owe $100,000 in that home. But they have debts mounting. They're being pinched by inflation. You know what? A lot of people are coming to us for a cash-out refinance. They're still leaving at least 40% equity in their home, leaving a lot of equity and lower debt payment. Go online to TexasLending.com right now.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042. NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Nate Newton here with my boy, super lawyer, Josh Alexander from J. Alexander Law. Being a three-time world champion, I know what it takes to win the big game. When you're in a wreck, there's no case too big or small for J. Alexander's team. They can tackle it all.
Nate, I couldn't have said it better myself. We have the experience and resolve to get our clients the compensation they deserve. We fight hard for them all.
Call 972-534-8888. Visit severeinjurylawyers.com, Dallas, Texas.
If you turn it on and leave it on the fan, you know we're DFW's sports leader on insight and original content all day long. No need to go back and search for it. We send it to you.
Email.
Sign up for our fan newsletter today at 1053thefan.com.
Proudly presented by Bosch Power Tools.
Hi there, it's Pete Thompson from the Consumer Team. If you're being pitched that you need to buy a new air conditioner, pump the brakes and call the on-time experts for a free second opinion. Their technicians aren't allowed to sell, and that means they're focused on making your system work. So don't buy that new AC system before you have to. Call the on-time experts, 214-267-2007, 214-267-2007, theontimeexperts.com, theontimeexperts.com.
According to the National Highway Traffic Administration, a car or truck accident occurs every minute of the day. The Law Office of Bailey & Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, has been representing injured clients for over 40 years. We can help you get medical treatment with no upfront cost to you. Accidents happen, but when the wrongful actions of another person causes you harm, you have a right to seek full and fair compensation. You deserve aggressive, experienced, board-certified personal injury attorneys. Bailey & Gallion, the official official law firm of the Texas Rangers has offices throughout Dallas-Fort Worth and across the state for your convenience. Call Bailey and Gallion at 800-LAW-OFFICE. That's 800-LAW-OFFICE or visit our website at thetexasattorney.com. Let Bailey and Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, solve your legal puzzle. If you've been injured in an accident, call 800-LAW-OFFICE. 800-LAW-OFFICE or thetexasattorney.com. thetexasattorney.com.
Get DFW security with alarm monitoring starting at $15.95 a month or upgrade and get better protection and more features like cameras and an app for about the same as you're probably already paying. Check it out today at dfwsecurity.com.
dfwsecurity.com.
Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, I'm Kevin Miller, and I'm here to help you make some decisions, get you making good philosophical plans for your home financing. There is no requirement to get a home loan. There is no you have to get a home loan. A home loan is an option. It's one of the great parts of our economy where you can go borrow money from your home, or you can buy a home and sell it later, or you can buy multiple homes if you have the gumption to do that and rent some out. There are just many things that you can do. It's your decision, and we're here to get you good financial information regarding your home, your credit obligations, requirements regarding a mortgage. Get in touch with me at 972-387-4600. I will answer your questions here on the air, get you going in the right direction and going on the right path. A lot of you think you don't have good credit and you don't have the necessary credit to buy a home loan, but a lot of you are decision-making on whether you qualify or not. We've had people in the past call me and say, I'm not good enough to get a mortgage. And then we look at their situation and they do qualify. We have other people who say they have great credit and they really don't. So you have to call a mortgage loan officer to find out if you qualify and just how much home you can qualify for. But you can start here and I can get you going in the right path. Again, at 972-387-4600. The question coming in here about a home equity loan. I got a home equity loan from Texas Lending. It funded the first part of September of last year. When can they take out another home equity loan? It takes 12 months from one home equity loan to the other in Texas. If you borrowed from your home in the last 12 months, as a matter of fact, people don't know this, there can only be one home equity loan on one property in Texas in the last 12 months, regardless of the ownership of the home. Let's say you wanted to borrow on this property. You borrowed it in last September. Let's say you had sold this home. Someone bought it in December. And then here they are in May and they want to get a cash out refinance. Maybe they put a lot of money down on the property kind of thing. Well, since you took a cash out refinance on this property last September, there cannot be another cash out refinance on that property until this September, 12 months after the closing and the funding, let's call it the funding of the last mortgage. So, you know, back in the day, let's call it 35 to 40 years ago, there was this thing called the SNL scandal, savings and loan scandal, where there were multiple cash out loans done on, let's call them raw land, and then raw land was flipped and sold many times, and they kept bumping up the value of that land. And one of the things they were looking for, trying to keep people from doing, is just getting another appraisal on this property and bumping up the value and getting more cash out of your home. More of it's a protection for the lenders and the borrowers in our financial system from nonsense going on. So, you know, they did make some good rules in Texas. And the nice thing is after 12 months on this property, you can refinance it into a regular loan too, or it wouldn't be a home equity loan anymore. Depending on what your rate was last September, the rates last September were near where they are right now. You're probably sitting somewhere around 6.5% to 7.5% on that mortgage. But come around this September, you can look to get more cash out if you desire and if you have the equity. All right. Next question. My fiance and I want to put an offer down on a house. $460,000. Her credit is 730. Mine is 590 or 600. We each make $75,000 a year, so that's about $150,000. Should she get pre-qualified on her own, she's been using another company, Sam in Arlington. Also, my fiancée is a teacher. She owes $60,000 in her current home, valued at $400,000. We'll sell that house for a $200,000 down payment. So this person and their fiancée, they want to buy a home, $460,000. They want to put $200,000 down. Now, they says they want to put an offer on a house of $460,000. So I don't know if that's just the price range you're looking for, Samuel, or if you want to, if you're trying to buy a particular house that you already have picked out. So if you're trying to sell your house that your current fiance owns and she has a property value of $400,000 and you guys want to put $200,000 down payment on it, you're looking at a $260,000 mortgage. So you're probably looking on a $260,000 mortgage. If it was just in her credit due to her good credit score, she's probably looking at a payment of $2,200 a month somewhere in that ballpark. Depending on what kind of loan you're getting, you know, there are FHA loans where both of you could go on the mortgage and qualify potentially, depending on what your credit score is actually, Samuel. It's at 590 or 600, and that can move. Depending on where your credit score lands when you're trying to get pre-approved, you can take a look and see what the best option is. But with a $200,000 down payment, I think a conventional loan might be a great deal just in her name if she can afford $2,200 a month. So you might also be able to go on the title with her where she would be the person on the loan and you both were on title. You don't both have to be on the loan, but just know this is qualifying for a $260,000 mortgage. I just might have given you the wrong information on what the payment may be, and here's why. I was considering that you had a $260,000 mortgage with a low down payment. You have a $460,000 home you're trying to buy. I mean, that means the taxes on that property are going to be much higher than a $260,000 loan or a $260,000 house. So you might be looking on that property, you might be looking at a payment of around $2,800 or $2,900 on a $260,000 mortgage. So whether she qualifies or not is in question because of the taxes on that property. You might need both of your incomes. If you're going to use both of your incomes, you're probably looking at an FHA loan. Pardon me. An FHA loan. Due to your credit score. So these are options. Call a loan officer. Have them run your numbers. Find out what the best options are for you. 972-387-4600. Get all your questions in now. They're all open. All the lines are open. There are no new texts right now. That means your text can get answered next. Well, there is one more I can get to. This person has sent in the same text. Six times since March. So maybe they had to hang up or maybe they got out of their car before we got to their answer. Here's the question. Good morning. I'm a 28-year-old single male in Texas. I'm looking to get into a home next year. They make $65,000 to $70,000 and have a 780 credit score. They mentioned their $30,000 auto loan. And they says they'll sell the vehicle before making the move to buying it to the home buying process. So know this. This is important. I'm going to talk about this in a second. You want to sell that car before you buy a home because you're trying to qualify, right? You have $20,000 in student loans and no other debts, and you have a $15,000 to $20,000 down payment. Does it seem like a possibility? There's always a possibility, depending on how much home you're trying to buy here. But we do know this. We have seen situations, we know it happens all the time, where people say, oh, I don't qualify for the house. I'm going to sell my car. Oh, we go to the underwriter. This person, if they pay off, let's say they're going to sell that car. They're no longer going to have that debt. They're going to get rid of that debt. Well, the underwriters are going to say, wait a minute, they're going to sell the car, they're going to have to get another car, And so we're going to use whatever that payment is in their current car as their debts. This does happen. Depending on the underwriter, depending on what your debt-to-income ratio is, we're trying to put you in a good path to owning a home over time. Not just buying a home. You can buy a home, but can you pay for that home over time when bad things happen? We want to put you on a good path. We don't want to max out your debt-to-income ratio and put you in a situation where you're strapped and you're not going to be able to pay for anything. So make sure that you get yourself pre-approved. Make sure that a loan officer looks at all your scenarios regarding your student loan. But it does sound like a scenario for, look at this. They texted back and said they already have another vehicle and it's paid off. Well, then you won't have that $30,000 or that auto payment, and you'll just have those student loans. So it does sound like a possibility for you for buying a home. You don't have to put $15,000 to $20,000 down, depending on how much home you're going to buy, of course. You might have to put that much money down. But it looks like you're going to be well on your way to getting yourself into a home. And it looks like it's going to be somewhere around your first-time homebuyer experience. It sounds like you're planning well, and you're making some good decisions early by getting prepped. And, you know, the nice thing is you can create a relationship with a loan officer now at texaslending.com at 972-387-4600. You create the relationship. Say, can you run my numbers? I want to buy a house. They'll say, here's what it looks like you're going to qualify for. Do this, this, and this if you want to qualify for more or such. Then when you're out there ready to go, we get you that pre-approval letter. Then we get you in touch with one of our realtor friends. Our realtor friends show you around the area you're looking. And then you have that pre-approval letter ready to go to get a contract. Makes it a smooth process using texaslending.com and our realtor friends at tdtrealtors.com. Go to them today, tdtrealtors.com. Time to take another break. And I want to get back with you regarding your text. So get your text questions in now. I will get to them. There's a couple on queue here. I'll get to them after this break. This is the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Go online and apply today for your home loan with TexasLending.com. Or text me right now at 972-387-4600. Coming back for more on 105.3 The Fan.
Mellinor Texans at Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm. We provide doctors, specialists, and diagnostic referrals with no upfront out-of-pocket expense to you. And if no recovery, there's no expense or fees. It's been that way since 83. Call 214-INJURED online, mullenandmullen.com. Call for a free consultation.
With your debts rising and your debt payments rising, now is a great time to call texaslending.com for a cash-out refinance. At texaslending.com, we can help you with Texas cash-out refinance experts save money on your monthly debts by lowering the interest rates you're currently paying on your other debts, do a low interest rate mortgage. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply, TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042, NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
One of the great things about soda weight loss and nutrition, yes, I know folks might be getting sick of hearing me say that, but there are so many great things about soda which changed my life by helping me drop 176 pounds. And here is another one. They cater to you individually. This weight loss program isn't a one-size-fits-all. Rather, Soda designs a program to fit your individual schedule, personality, and needs. That's another reason why I love Soda, and I'm far from alone, as Soda has more than 7,500 Google reviews with an average score of 4.9 stars out of 5. Reviews like this 5-star one from Suzanne. The staff has been great. They give great advice every week on how to change things up if I need it. You see those superlatives as well as words like friendly, attentive, thoughtful, and encouraging all throughout these reviews. Me, Suzanne, and thousands of others started our journey at SodaWeightLoss.com. Your journey can begin there at one of their 8 beautiful Metroplex locations or by calling 1-800-555-6521. That's Soda. Wait for it. State of the art.
As a business owner, your product or service is what you do. Helping you and your staff be more productive is what the folks at Dallas Desk do. Visit our showroom on Midway Road in Addison and be ready to be inspired. Dallas Desk has more than just office furniture. They have stylish, up-to-date, custom order pieces and artwork for lounge areas, retail spaces, and even your home. New and gently used furniture solutions from formal to comfy to accommodate any budget. Come find your inspiration at Dallas Desk on Midway Road in Addison. Tell Dallas Desk what you do, and they'll do the rest.
This is the How Do They Live Like That podcast, sponsored by Champion Energy. Our guests today are Mr. and Mrs. Holdover, who refuse to live in the 21st century.
Hi.
Hi.
Are we live yet?
No, this is a podcast. So why are you two so stuck in your ways? Like, why not switch to Champion Energy for low rates and great service?
Sounds like a hassle.
Yeah.
What if your listeners change to a different radio station?
Ooh.
Again, this is a podcast.
A pod what?
Maybe we should take a caller.
Don't be a holdover. Switch to Champion Energy for fair prices and great service. It's time for some new energy. PUCT 10098.
Back on the TexasSunny.com Mortgage Show, I'm Kevin Miller, sharing with you information that you need to know when it comes time to making a mortgage decision. Just trying to get you on the right path here. You can always call one of our loan officers, but I want to get you some good, solid preliminary information so you can start moving in the direction you're looking for. You can text me at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Go online and apply right now. We have a few minutes left in the show, and so let's get right back to your questions here. And this is Michael, who he has texted a couple weeks ago, and we got to respond a little bit last week. But he was talking about having the VA, having a neighbor's, the neighbor's house had their roof over their property line, and so he had texted us from jails after he took the chainsaw out and sawed off their neighbor's roof, and so apparently that was not good. But no, that's obviously in good fun, and he eventually got the home sold. The people got the home on a VA loan, and all is good. So appreciate you getting back with me on that. And you can always text us, folks, if you have a question. Text me here, 972-387-4600. All right, next one. Home is paid for. Look into a cash out. See, this is the situation where the cash out's better, depending on your loan size. So their home is paid off. Look into a cash out to pay off some loans and credit cards. The wife and him are at 640 credit scores. And so says wife, so 640 credit scores. In the grand scheme of cash out refinances, that's on the lower scale of credit scores. In terms, it's a lower scale of all mortgages, but you start getting limitations and higher interest rates. You will pay the higher end of interest rates on a cash out refinance. If your home is paid off, you can get cash out of the house depending on your income and depending on what's on that 640 credit score. So the 640 score is not something that will eliminate you from getting a cash-out refinance. There might be some other things in the credit. We have to take a look. You will be on the higher end of the interest rates. You're probably looking at rates from 7.5% with that credit score. It also depends on how big your loan is. If you have a smaller loan amount, your rates can be higher than they can with bigger loan amounts. So it is possible to get cash to consolidate some credit card payments to lower rates. There is potential there. Call a loan officer today, and you can call Brian Vanderplatz. Call Brian today at 972-387-4600. Ask for Brian Vanderplatz. He'll be happy to help you with a cash-out refinance. At TexasLending.com, if you qualify, hopefully we can get that done for you. It'd be great if we can. Okay, Devery is texting, and I listen to you all the time. Looking to buy a home next year with a 650 credit score. Make $75,000 to $80,000 and have a $25,000 car loan with one car paid off. It almost sounds like the question we had from the other person. It's almost the same. But this person makes a little bit more. They have a credit score of 650. Now, listen, this 650 score, you're going to want to get that credit score higher. Okay? Let's get this credit score up. That 650 score, you're right in the wheelhouse of an FHA loan right there. It's a great thing. 650 credit score. You're right there. So that's a great option for you to look at FHA. Now, you have a year to do it. The higher your credit score gets, the better your interest rates can get. I can tell you, though, FHA has better rates in most scenarios. Right now, FHA has better rates than conventional. And their mortgage insurance. If you are paying mortgage insurance on a conventional loan versus an FHA, FHA might be the best bet for most of you, depending on what your loan size is going to be. If you fit under the FHA loan limit here in your county, and every county has a different FHA loan limit. So make sure you get your credit scores as good as they can be, and keep on paying. Here's how you do it. Keep on paying down your credit balances and call up your credit card companies and see if you can increase your credit limits. Increase your limits, keep your balances low. That's how you get good credit is increase your limits, keep your balances low, keep them paid on time. You can qualify for a mortgage sometime next year, and hopefully you can keep everything going in the right direction and get some good income documentation so you can get all that done. We still have text lines open, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. That's the text line to get in touch with me now. Call a loan officer there at the same number, or go online and apply. It's even easier. We'll text you back. You'll opt in for a text. We'll start texting you, hey, when are you looking to buy? How much cash are you looking for? When can we set up an appointment? It's nice to have the text option when you apply online, because you can get all this discussion done, and then you can get ready to go and get an appointment lined up with a loan officer. And so you can get that going on TexasLending.com today. Okay. This is a person who texted us in January and was looking for homes under $300,000. And they are wondering if they can qualify. So this is a first-time home buyer. $71,000 a year in salary. By the way, I have to go back to Devery's question, because Devery was saying that they have 75 to 80 grand a year. So I did want to get some feedback on just how much that person can qualify for. You're probably looking at a $2,200 mortgage payment qualifying with a $75K to $80K a year, depending on what that actually is. Probably around $2,200 a month in a mortgage payment is what you're going to qualify for. You're probably looking around a $260,000 mortgage. Don't know the full situation yet, but I did want to give you that information, because I always tell people about how much home you'll qualify for, about how much payment. That is a ballpark, and it's a range for you to get yourself going in the right path. Back to the other question. They make $71K a year, so $6,000 a month. So they're at $2,000 a month mortgage payment. So let's do that math again. 33% of their monthly income. They make about $6,000 a month. They're going to qualify for, most of the time, about 33% of their monthly payment, their monthly income. So about $2,000 a month. They have a great score of 780. They could put 20% down, but with a first-time home buyer, you do qualify for 3% down. They tried to buy when rates were low. There were 20 offers on a home at a time, so they're worried that it isn't a good time, but you know what? Will there ever be a good time? So there, it's always a good, if you find a home that you want and it's a payment you can afford, you can always refinance it later. You can always sell it later when rates are lower, and you might be able to go out and buy a bigger home. But if you find a home that you want and you want to start building equity in a home, and you think home values might continue to rise in DFW, you know, there's nothing guaranteed, but that $2,000 payment, you're probably looking at a mortgage somewhere around $240,000, somewhere in that ballpark, give or take. You know, we don't know the rest of your scenario. You don't have to put that big down payment either. Keep that cash in your pocket and put a 3% down or 5% down, or you can put 20% down if you wish. These are all options for you, but that first-time home buyer option with 3% down is always a great opportunity for you. And you can get started with a free call, a free pre-approval, a free application. There's no charge to get fully pre-approved. We're not going to charge you any money to look at your credit up front, to get you preliminary ideas of what you can qualify for, get you a pre-approval letter. That is something you're going to get done up front with TexasLending.com with nothing charged out of pocket. You can get all that done now, and then when it comes time to finding that home, we're going to get in touch with TDT Realtors or another one of our realtor friends. Go online to TDTRealtors.com. If you're looking to buy a home, you want someone in our area here that's going to help you with decades of experience, that's TDTRealtors.com. You can go to do that today. And we hope you can work with TexasLending.com. So call one of our loan officers. Better yet, just go on and fill out the form on our website, or go online and apply. And when I say apply, you're just filling out your basic general information, whether you're buying, refinancing, how much home you're looking for, that kind of thing. Our loan officers will get back in touch with you, schedule a time. That's 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Get in touch with us today, and we'll be happy to get you going on your merry way of owning a home or getting your cash out refinance. It all can be done at TexasLending.com. lots of things coming up in the this summer. You know, hopefully home values are coming up. Hopefully rates are coming down. Can't guarantee any of that. But get that loan application going today with TexasLending.com. I got to get out of here, so make sure you stay tuned next week. We'll get back in touch with you regarding your mortgage right here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
The previous program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD-FM or Odyssey.
I am Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Many people are sitting on a nice 2.5% interest rate in their mortgage, and things are good. But other people have debts. And if you're one of those people with debts, call TexasLending.com for a home equity cash out refinance. It might benefit you. Call for a free quote at TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, or go online today, TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042, NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
According to the National Highway Traffic Administration, a car or truck accident occurs every minute of the day. The law office of Bailey & Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, has been representing injured clients for over 40 years. We can help you get medical treatment with no upfront cost to you. Accidents happen, but when the wrongful actions of another person causes you harm, you have a right to seek full and fair compensation. You deserve aggressive, experienced, board-certified personal injury attorneys. Bailey & Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, has offices throughout Dallas-Fort Worth and across the state for your convenience. Call Bailey and Gallion at 800-LAW-OFFICE. That's 800-LAW-OFFICE, or visit our website at thetexasattorney.com. Let Bailey and Gallion, the official law firm of the Texas Rangers, solve your legal puzzle. If you've been injured in an accident, call 800-LAW-OFFICE, 800-LAW-OFFICE, or thetexasattorney.com, thetexasattorney.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Let's talk about cash out refinancing. If your credit score is over 680, you're going to get a great rate. If your credit score is below 680, your rates are going to be a little bit higher. And you know what? There are still cash out refinance loans with credit scores below 620. Call TexasLending.com to find out what your options are. Find out your benefits. Go online today, TexasLending.com.
10370 Richmond Avenue, Suite 900, Houston, Texas, 77042. NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch? Every day, from lunch to late night. Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks is your source for all of the top whiskeys on shelves. Celebrate World Whiskey Day with a tried and true favorite, or try something new over a Christmas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.